B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Welcome into Zolak and Bertrand on this Wednesday. Are your days all screwed up, Hardy? Mine are all screwed up. Get up, don't know what day it is.
No, really? I was back for, you know, a small
left
part
on
of
Saturday.
The weekend, so I got to figure
That's
it
why.
Out.
Jim, how about you? Your day's all messed up? Mine are all messed up. I can't figure out what's heads or tails right now.
Yeah, it's even more messed up because we have breaking news to start the show.
Yeah, we got a little breaking news related to the New England Patriots.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So Jim McBride of the Boston Globe is reporting at this very minute that the Patriots are expected to officially name Greg Schiano as their defensive coordinator. That is what the tweet says, Jim. That is the title he will receive, defensive coordinator for Greg Schiano. That's probably disappointing news to people like Brendan Daly and Brett Bielema. That's what I would think about that news. But Greg Schiano is the defensive coordinator, or will be named that, according to Jim McBride of the Boston Globe. Ted, what do you know about this guy?
All I know is that him and Bill are besties in this profession. They go way back from the retirement at Rutgers when Greg was the head coach for Rutgers. He loves Greg Schiano. If you ever listen to Bill Belichick talk about Greg Schiano, he goes over the top in describing, what he thinks of him as a coach. So, look, he's been at Ohio State the last few years.
Got pretty much fired there.
Yep, pretty much got fired there with the new coach taking over there at Ohio State. But he had dominant. This year, not so much. What's the Boa brother that got hurt early in the season, so that defensive line took a big hit for Ohio State.
Nick Bosa,
there you go. Thank you. But he's had really dominating defensive lines when he was coaching there. But he's very much one of Bill's, I think, closest friends in this business. I don't know how many close friends Belichick has, but I would say Greg Schiano is up on that list. Always talks about Greg Schiano in glowing terms. So I don't think it's a big surprise.
Yeah.
This is a name that we've been heard batted around as a possible.
I'm a little bit surprised.
Are you?
I'm a little bit surprised because the hubbub in Atlanta last week was that he wasn't getting the job, according to some people that were chatting about it.
Okay.
That it was going to be someone in-house, that it was going to be someone promoted from within to sort of maintain what has happened with the Patriots coaching staff over the years, which is you pay your dues and then you get elevated to a higher job, a higher coaching position. Sort of like what happened with, and I say sort of, for Brian Flores, because he never received the title of defensive coordinator. And I would say that Brian Flores was more deserving of that title than a guy like Greg Schiano. All the praise from Belichick for Schiano, this is one I've never understood. I've never really gotten this one.
Yeah.
And I guess it goes back to, you know, Rutgers.
It's a Rutgers
taking
thing.
Taking the Rutgers guys.
It's a Rutgers
And his kid went
thing.
To Rutgers.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what it comes from, because at the NFL level, Greg Schiano has accomplished very little. Very little at this level. So I don't really get the praise for Greg Schiano over the years. I don't get it. Maybe I'll see it someday, but I don't get it.
In the in-house candidates, you guys, you mentioned Brett Bielema.
Yeah.
I don't know who.
Brendan Daly.
Okay. Brett's been on the staff for a year.
1 year,
yeah.
This year.
I just think that's, I was kind of surprised to see Brett Bielema, just kind of knowing the guy from what I know of him, that he was even hired on the staff in the first place. But Bill always is full of surprises. So I just think Greg Schiano and Bill go way back. There's a long history there. There's a ton of respect. And so that's why he was kind of came in. You're right. But you always, more times than not, you're right, Beetle, he promotes from within. I mean, you know, after Rack, it was Eric Mangini, and then it was Dean Pease, and those guys have been in the program for a long time. So here's a perceived outsider coming in and just getting the title when Brian Flores was here for 10 years and didn't even get the title. But I think it's because there's a strong friendship, and there's been a long-term relationship between Greg Schiano and Bill Belichick. Thus, the reason why I think he was given the title right away.
I also have another question, and that is, how will the team handle the controversy surrounding Greg Schiano, the fact that he was hired at Tennessee and then unhired at Tennessee after documents were released that were basically transcripts of depositions in which Mike McQuarrie, who had been one of the coaches at Penn State, he stated that Schiano knew of abuse that had taken place at Penn State by Jerry Sandusky. And then Tennessee, after facing a lot of backlash for that, said, you know what? We're not hiring you. You're not going to be our head coach. So he was their, you know, coach for a day, and they were set to announce that. That was in November of 17. So going back a little more than a year now. I mean,
that was one of the craziest things I've ever seen, man. Like, in a day, it was like this campaign from all Tennessee Volunteer fans. Outrage. I mean, unbelievable outrage. With the hiring of Greg Schiano, and then of course Tennessee reversed course later that day. I mean, it literally took one day for them to change their minds. So that was a very embarrassing thing for Greg Schiano.
So I just wonder how that is sort of going to be handled now, because that question is there, right? What was he involved at the time? Penn State came out and said he wasn't. He didn't know anything.
Yeah,
because their word is so good.
It's, you know, what's funny though. I feel like these guys that maybe have had issues at the college ranks. Maybe had the reputation tarnished. You know, you like Art Briles. Art Briles down in Baylor. After he got fired from Baylor, where was he sniffing around? It wasn't other colleges.
Cleveland.
It was the NFL.
Around in Cleveland. Yeah.
And so I think these guys that have maybe checkered pasts or question marks from how they manage things when they were coaches in the collegiate level.
By the way, Southern Miss is going to interview Art Briles. Did you know that?
Okay. Yeah. Now, that's surprising.
Yeah.
That's a little bit surprising. Maybe they feel enough time has passed by, but good luck with that. That you go to the NFL, and that kind of stuff isn't much of a factor. It's not about grooming young men and shaping young men and, you know, telling families that, you know, for the next 4 years, I'm going to be looking out for your son. This is the NFL. It's big money. And that stuff isn't as much of a factor. I'm not sure that past is going to be any kind of factor in the hiring of him today as a defensive coordinator for the Patriots.
Well, the good news is we'll have Burt Breer with us today.
Yeah.
He's going to be coming in at 10:50, and he's very familiar with the body of work for Greg Schiano. Very curious to hear what Burt has to say, given his connections to Ohio State and what he might think.
He's really going to kill the move.
Who's that?
I'm sure Burt's going to really kill them hiring an Ohio State guy.
I got to remember, he was let go at Ohio State.
So, you think it's a smear campaign now on the way out?
Oh, I think that I don't know that Burt thinks all that highly of Greg Schiano as a football coach. I'm not sure that he does. So I'm curious to hear what he has to say about Greg Schiano becoming, again, according to Jim McBride of the Boston Globe, the Patriots will officially announce Greg Schiano as their defensive coordinator. A league source has confirmed to Jim McBride in the Boston Globe that Schiano will replace really the de facto defensive coordinator in Brian Flores, who two days ago, was named the head coach of the Miami Dolphins in Miami. That team is about to go through a full rebuild there, it seems, after hearing some of the comments that have come out of Miami the last 48 hours. They're going to strip that thing down and start from scratch.
I need to. Tannehill's got to go.
And they're going to cut Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
Reports are they're just going to outright cut him in the coming weeks.
Yeah, there's already the tank for Tua campaign.
Yes. I mean, that's what they're going to do. They're going to go into the tank. They're going to lose a lot of games next year, and they're going to have a high draft pick, and they're going to try and get a quarterback.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
If the McCourty brothers were thinking about retiring, and now Greg Schiano, their old college coach, comes back, are they more or less likely to retire? Because players in Tampa hated Schiano. He was hard. He was hard to play for.
Hardo.
He worked those guys hard. Are they more likely to retire now or less likely to retire now? If their rumors are out there.
I wish I knew more about their relationship with him.
Yeah. But
because that can go both ways. There are certain guys who are just, you know, workers, right?
Yeah.
Guys that don't mind that. Guys
are workers.
I mean, guys that don't mind getting beat up by their coach all the time. Mm-hmm. And then there are guys who hate it that turn and say, what is your problem? Like, you know? So I don't know. I don't know what their relationship is with him. But it's a good question. It's a very pertinent question because based on what we saw on Sunday, who wants the McCourty brothers to retire? Not me. Not me. I don't think anybody does.
No.
And given what we saw, if you were able to see last night inside the NFL, there was the Super Bowl recap episode last night of sort of the entire game, the highlight package, but also what you get pregame and, you know, the speeches and guys that are getting guys going. And you see how much of a leader Devin McCourty is on that defense. And I couldn't help but think in that, you know, in watching that and seeing that, if he's not there next year, who is that guy? And, yeah, there's other guys who are probably very capable of being leaders, but who sort of has the resume and the time in the league where guys really pay attention and say, that guy's doing it the right way. You know, that guy's got a long track record of success. That guy's got a handful of rings. I just think it helps when you've got a guy like that. I think I think Devin McCourty is a real established leader and a guy that a lot of people relate to on that team.
You got to have leaders, especially in the secondary, somebody who's kind of got the pulse of the secondary. A lot of those guys, you know, you need somebody. I had two safeties that had strong personalities. I had three, Willie Clay, and then I had Laurie Malloy and then Rodney Harrison, and they kept all those guys in line back there. And that's Devin McCourty. You know, you think about, like, who's a Bill Belichick guy? Very clear. It's very easy to pick out kind of who the guys are. In the secondary, it's Devin McCourty. And so there's you're right. That leadership would be sorely missed if he decides to shut it down. But I think Jim hit on it. It's just now with kind of hard-ass attitude. I mean, you look at this Patriots defense. They've had, you know, Matty P, right? I mean, they called Matt Patricia Matty P. That was their guy. You know, Flo, you know, Brian Flores was their guy. I mean, kind of, I think personality styles that were very easy to kind of get along with. I think they were quote unquote players or coach, you know, like a, you know, a player's coach, if you will. And Greg Schiano, from what I can tell, is the complete opposite. Comes in hard ass, is going to, you know, make, create a work environment that's where it's, you know, it's maybe not fun to go to work, that kind of thing. I mean, that's maybe the Patriots in a nutshell, but Greg Schiano's personality is very different from my perception, from what I know of Matt Patricia and Brian Flores.
Well, I'll tell you what, a few years back, Devin McCourty had some commentary on Greg Schiano and who was a tougher coach to play for, Bill Belichick or Greg Schiano. You will hear that very commentary from Devin McCourty, and we'll talk more about who will be named the defensive coordinator of the Patriots, according to Jim McBride in the Boston Globe. Greg Schiano will get the gig.
Lack of threat.
Do they pose a threat?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
If you're just joining us, news is broken this morning that the Patriots will name Greg Schiano as their new defensive coordinator. It says it will happen imminently. So maybe as soon as today. We'll see what happens. Brian Flores has moved on.
That was rather quick, wasn't it?
What's that, Brian?
I mean, just the Greg Schiano hiring. I mean, you know that Brian Flores was moving on for a while now, but I don't know. Usually, I feel like Bill takes his time a little bit more on that stuff.
Yeah. I just, when you go to the Super Bowl, you're so far behind.
Yeah, true.
That's probably part of it.
That's true.
Why they want to do it quickly, because Bill's talked about that a million times.
That's true.
Your offseason, he said, the good news is you won the Super Bowl.
Right.
The bad news is getting ready for the next season, you're now weeks behind.
And you get with the combines in 2 weeks?
Yes.
So you're right. That's a good point.
This will be the third defensive coordinator in 3 years. And I'm counting Brian Flores, even though they didn't have one with the official title. But there will be three guys in 3 years. Does that matter? Is that a problem?
No. It doesn't because the scheme and the system's the same. You know, it's the same for any other, it doesn't matter which coach maybe is the guy organizing the defense and meeting with you every day. It's the same systems the year before is the year before is the year before. So same principles, same philosophies, same language, just a different person to deliver, you know, the assignments week in, week out. That's really it. And, you know, and then maybe it'll be interesting to see maybe does he change. I mean, I think we all know that Bill Belichick has huge influence and is, you know, philosophically on what he wants from that defense. And look, after the bye week, we saw a philosophical change for this team after the bye week. We saw the first eight games, them not being very aggressive in their play calling, not blitzing a lot. And then after the bye week, it totally changed. That's Bill Belichick coming in and saying, Brian, this is what we got to do. We got to turn up the heat a little bit.
Ted Johnson in for Zoe today on Beadle and Zoe. And as we mentioned last segment, Devin and Jason McCourty both played for Greg Schiano at Rutgers, as did Daron Harmon. Don't leave him out of the Rutgers group of guys. So you've got both McCourty brothers. You've got Daron Harmon. Steve Belichick, as we mentioned, played at Rutgers under Greg Schiano as well.
Who better to come in to groom the guy next defensive coordinator than Greg Schiano?
Yeah. So Steve Belichick.
All seriousness, that's a great guy for him to groom. If he really wants Belichick, if he wants his son to be the coordinator eventually, who better to groom him than his college coach?
Than his angry college coach, Greg Schiano. Going back to 2014, I told you that Devin McCourty was asked, who is a tougher coach to play for? Was it Bill Belichick or was it Greg Schiano, who will now be his defensive coordinator if he chooses to continue playing? Here's what he said in 2014 to L. Duncan on Nesson.
Who is the tougher coach, Bill Belichick or Greg Schiano?
Oh. Greg Schiano.
Really?
Coach Schiano. Toughest coach I've ever played for. And since... I don't know. Maybe I should say Bill, because then he might feel better and think he's tougher on us. I don't know if this will get me in trouble, but I'm going to go Coach Schiano.
How come? Yeah. How come?
He's just he's more of a yeller and a screamer, so he'll get right in your face. Bill's more sarcastic, so both can be pretty brutal, but I'm going to go Coach Schiano on that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure Devin McCourty's just excited to play for him again.
He can't.
I got to deal with you again?
Yeah.
You know what? I am going to retire. Bye.
Seriously. Seriously. I mean, he's got to be thinking, great. You know, because I will say this, you guys. A college coach coming in the NFL, that college mentality doesn't work in the NFL.
Because you treat kids like kids in college, and then you get to the pros, and you can't keep treating them like kids anymore.
That's exactly right. So we, just for an example, after Bill Parcells left, Pete Carroll was hired, and Pete Carroll hired Bo Pelini as the linebackers coach. Bo had spent time in the 49ers, but he was a safety at Ohio State. He had a college mentality.
And what'd you do to him? What'd you guys do to him?
Chris Slade and I had a little meeting with him, and we went into Bo's office, true story, and we said, Bo, there's 16 games. This rah-rah, you know, coming to us before a game and, like, you know, like, giving us headbutts and, you know, going crazy, it's going to be you won't last, bro. You're going to run out of gas. You got to chill out a little bit, man, because you're coming on really strong. It's hard to sustain that. It is. It's hard to sustain that. And so Bo, to his credit, changed. I think the way we delivered our message was in a very respectful way. But Bo was a hardo, man. Schiano is a hardo. Come spitting fire. That stuff works in college. It doesn't play well in an NFL locker room. It just doesn't. You get tired of it. It can wear on you, and it can you guys can turn on you. Like, dude, we're all pros here, Bo. We're all pros here, Greg. You don't have to spit fire and yell and scream to get us. We're already motivated, all right? You don't have to yell and scream to get us, you know, get our asses going. We know how much pressure there is at this level.
Greg Schiano, set to be named the team's defensive coordinator, longtime college coach, had 11 years at Rutgers. He's coming off a two-year stint at Ohio State. He was once the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and that did not go well for him when he was with the Tampa Bay Bucs. Got that job prior to the 2012 season. In 2012, they went 7-9, which was, I mean, sort of respectable in that first year. 2013, they went 4-12. And so he went backwards in year two instead of, you know, sort of improving upon what he had in year one. And in December of 13, he was fired. So he was let go after a couple of years there. And there were all kinds of questions about him being exactly what you described, not connecting with players, being a hardo, as you put it. And it just didn't work out there. It didn't work out. They let him go quickly. So now he's going to be the team's defensive coordinator, and the other part of it being that he was hired as the head coach of Tennessee going back a little more than a year ago, November of 2017, before a transcript was released of a deposition in which Mike McQuarrie claimed that Schiano was aware of abuse that had taken place at Penn State from Jerry Sandusky. He then was not hired as the coach of Tennessee. When that was all happening, Devin McCourty, is a member of the Patriots, was asked by the media here what he thought of that situation.
It's terrible. the news and what happened with, you know, that whole thing for, you know, I mean, I played under him for 5 years. Great character, you know, coached us the right way. Huge on discipline. So to see something that kind of came out that, you know, wasn't fair to him, that was, you know, really untrue. And, you know, the time we live in where social media has such a huge impact, you know, kind of lost a job over that. It was terrible.
So he did not, he thought it was terrible for him when that happened back in 17. And now he's going to come onto the coaching staff. Great question by Jim Lothbying. Does this motivate Devin McCourty to keep playing? Does it factor at all into his decision to keep playing or not keep playing? You know, what's that going to be for him and for his brother? Both of them played for him at Rutgers, as did Daron Harmon and Steve Belichick.
I would think, you know, that Greg's going to have to change his coaching style, you know, at this level. Like, and I think Devin and Jason are both grizzled vets at this point, right? And so if you got, you're going to bring that college mentality to these guys that have been in the league, established themselves in this league, on a team that's won 3 Super Bowls out of the last 5 years, and you're going to come in and, like, all of a sudden kind of flip tables and be the hardo, good luck, man. You won't connect with your players, and that just doesn't play well. So my feeling is he's going to change his coaching style. And my feeling is he's not the same coach now that he was when he was at Rutgers. And he's going to have to adapt his style at this league. This is what you don't see. You know, people, when I was in Houston, always asked me, you know, Tom Herman would be a great coach in the NFL. Tom Herman. I'm like, I think he would be a lousy coach in the NFL. A lousy coach in the NFL. All right. Because those hard ass, tough guy, you know, just edgy, out to, you know, just anybody that says anything negative, they come at you strong. It's like those high strung guys that are just wound up like that, that doesn't play well in the NFL. Guys don't relate to that. You know, that works in college. That doesn't work in the NFL. So I think Greg's got to be the one that has to adapt his coaching style.
I would say that the inexperience of Greg Schiano at the NFL level should be a concern. It should be. What is he really? He's had a couple of years at Tampa Bay as their head coach, was how that went. Well, I don't know. I mean, I look at that and say, that's not much of a track record. Would you rather have someone who had spent years as an assistant at the NFL level, or would you rather have a guy who'd been a longtime college head coach and had also had a short stint as an NFL head coach, despite failing in that capacity? Who would you rather have? I think I'd rather have the guy who had sort of paid the dues and had been around an NFL staff for a long time, especially a winning staff like this one, right? You got to assume that if there are guys on the staff who have been here, Brendan Daly's been here since 2014, I believe, he has seen 3 Super Bowl championship teams and has seen how Bill Belichick operates. He's seen how Matt Patricia operated, how Brian Flores did it in the last year. He's had some terrific on-the-job training that Greg Schiano has never had. When has he ever worked under a great NFL head coach? When has he ever seen and observed in great detail over the course of multiple seasons someone running an NFL program at a high level like Bill Belichick has? He's never even been a witness to that.
Those are all fair.
Never mind be a part of it.
Those are all fair questions, Beal, but do you think, so you think he's not qualified to get this job? The only thing I would say is,
I don't get why, what I don't understand. I don't get why he gets the respect that he does from Bill Belichick when talking about him as an NFL coach. Not as a college coach. He proved himself. He had about a 500 record over his 11 years at Rutgers, but in 2006, that team was really good. He had one really good team there. I think they were top 10 team in 2006.
I think they made it 11 is as high as they made it, but still very good. Very good.
Okay, yeah. And listen, there are some recruiting challenges, and you're not, you know, a true power when you're coaching at Rutgers, okay? It's not the SEC.
I think they were up to, like, number 3 at some point in the year.
I felt like they may have cracked that top 10.
Mike Teal at quarterback, Ray Rice at running back. Yeah, they had a really good team that year.
Yeah, and so I'm not taking away his college capabilities and everything he did at Rutgers, because I think he did a good job there. I don't think – you look at his record over the entire time, it was about 500, but I don't think that tells the entire story. So I'm not taking that away from him. I don't think he did a good job at Ohio State. We'll find out more on that from Burt Breer, but he certainly hasn't done a good job at the NFL level. So I just don't know where the – here's what I don't understand. How is he named the defensive coordinator and Brian Flores was not? That I don't get.
It's, I think it was – so was it FOBB, FOB, you know, friends of Bill Belichick. They get to cut the line.
I mean, could it be Schiano saying, I'm not going to come do that job unless I get the title?
Could be. That could certainly be a part of it.
And Brian Flores is like, I don't care if I have the title or not. I know I'm doing the job. Everybody knows I'm doing the job. Obviously, everybody knew he was doing the job. He got the head coaching job in Miami.
Parlayed that right into a Miami head coaching gig.
Yep.
That's just something about
no ego,
Flores.
Just doing the work. Been here a long time, did a lot of different jobs. Doesn't matter. Maybe Schiano wanted the title. By the way, they got to number 7 in the AP poll in 2006.
That was
according
their,
to the
that
Jim
was a really good year.
According to Jim McBride.
What are some similarities between Belichick and Schiano? As far as, like, I think how they coach, you know, as far as personality-wise, I think they're very different from what I know of Greg Schiano. But they both coach kind of with fear-based approach. You know what I mean? Like, there's a attention to detail. There's this attitude that if you're not getting it done, we have no problem getting your ass out of there and putting somebody else in. So they share that commonality. That's one thing they do share is coaching, kind of where you have this in, by fear. And so that you know, Belichick, that's something that he's kind of always done, and Greg Schiano has always coached that way.
I will say this: Greg Schiano has given the Patriots better players and has sort of fed them better players than some other college head coaches over the years. The track record there is guys like McCourty, Logan Ryan, who turned into a pretty good player. I think Gerard Harmon is a good, solid player. Okay, not a Pro Bowler, not an All-Pro, but a good player, guy you want on your roster. The hit rate on the Rutgers guys, I think, has been better. Unfortunately, I think it was why a guy like Kenny Britt hung around forever, or why he ended up here in the first place, former Rutgers guy. I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
All day today, fellas, have each other's back. One last time for the 2018 season. We've been through everything to be here in this moment. Tonight is the night. Show the world.
Zolak and Bertrand on this Wednesday. Ted Johnson in for Zoe. You had another thought on Greg Schiano.
Yeah, buddy. One thing I think that's also a commonality between Greg Schiano, who's now been named the new defensive coordinator for the Patriots, and Bill Belichick, is how they see players. I mean, whenever you have a coach in Bill Belichick that likes to draft guys from a certain college year in, year out, and that means that I think the head coach at college and Bill Belichick, they've talked about how they see these players. You know, like they have the right same vision as like I could use them this way. I mean, Devin McCourty, if I remember correctly, came in as a corner, right?
He did
and
for
was
a year.
Moved to
and
safety.
Then he moved to safety.
I just feel like whenever you keep plucking guys from the same program, it's because the head coaches see that player through the same lens.
Right, and that was one of my points that I think works in his favor because if you had two college head coaches that are selling you on a player if you're Bill Belichick, and one is Greg Schiano and one is Urban Meyer, which one do you pick? I'd pick Greg Schiano. Solid players that he sort of sent the Patriots, for the most part. They haven't all been hits. But Urban Meyer, you know, he'll sell you Chad Jackson. That didn't work out. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to get into Aaron Hernandez and the complications of that.
That's
but,
true.
You know, he vouched for Aaron Hernandez.
He did.
That didn't work out either. Mm-hmm. So I think that thing is totally true. I think you're right about that. Let's get to this. This was on Inside the NFL Showtime last night, and it's the mic'd up portion of pregame with both head coaches, Sean McVay and Bill Belichick, meeting on the field. And when I watched this, I got uncomfortable watching it and hearing it. And it just made me appreciate that the Patriots are not in a position to be one of these NFL teams that's out there looking for the next man child to be their head coach. Here is Sean McVay and Bill Belichick.
Trying to look for you, like, yes, you know man. Me.
So much respect for you.
Likewise.
You're the best.
You've done
man.
A great job.
Yeah, so, you know, you're the best, man. The way that you guys are able to shift your identity and really still be able to figure it out, I mean, week in and week out, it's unbelievable, man. Really, so much respect for you and the way you do it, man. You're just right about coaching.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, Coach.
Oh, my God. Does he understand they're about to play each other in the Super Bowl?
I was so uncomfortable listening to this.
Oh, my God.
It's cringing.
Any other day. Do that any other day.
Any other day.
Any other day. Not that day.
Not at that.
Do it on the text chain. Do it on the text chain you got with him.
Tell me what you said off the air when you heard that. When you heard that, what did you think?
I said, the game's over. The game's over. When I heard that driving in this morning, I said to myself, oh, the game's already won. When you got the head coach of the Rams giving all this love to Bill, I mean, get your game face on, bro.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
On the day of the game, within a half hour of the game starting.
Yeah.
You're out there praising him how much you love him. What are you doing?
You're also telling him, I appreciate how you can change identities, which means he knows that day, I'm not changing. I don't have anything cooked up for you, Bill. I am amazed at how you change your identity and you can still be successful. I can't do that. I'm going to still run the stuff I'm going to run. Belichick knows what he's going to run now.
How bad is that?
That little 5 seconds, Belichick knows what he's going to run the whole game.
He's just, I love you, coach. Like, just all over
him. And all of them.
How much I love you and respect you, and you're just so awesome.
That's what you do at the combine.
Yes,
two weeks from now. When you're having steak dinner together.
Do that back in September when he was texting you or whenever the hell it was. Do it some other night. Do it Monday at opening night in private if you want to talk to him then. But don't do it in the minutes leading up to the Super Bowl when you guys are about to go head-to-head.
Especially when you're...
That's such a bad look for Sean McVay.
You're playing with house money. If you're the Rams, I keep going back to like everything that that team must have been thinking for the weeks leading up to it. Like, we're not even supposed to be. We know we're not supposed to be here, so let's just go out there and play loose and get after it. And the defense did. I'll give credit to the defense.
They did. They played
well. Between Goff and McVay and their game plan offensively, it's like, yeah, Pat's defense played well. Are they so good that you couldn't solve the riddle of the Patriots' defense for more than 3 points in the Super Bowl? After you're one of the most high-potent offenses all season long, you get that team together for 2 weeks and say, hey, guys, they don't think we're supposed to be here. Let's just go out there and play football. But and if you're McVay, you got to spend those 2 weeks psyching yourself up and saying, you know what? This guy ain't all that good. Watch that final play in Miami.
Absolutely.
He totally screwed that up. Yeah. This guy is human and fallible just like anyone else. And you know what? I'm going to dial up a few things and I'm going to be ready for him. I'll be ready for the defensive genius. But instead, he goes out there and wets himself just like his quarterback did for the entire game. Goes out there like a puppy and just rolls over on his back and shows Bill his belly, all but the lipstick coming out for him. Oh, you're the best. You're the best. Wagging my tail. I don't even belong here. No, you don't.
You're the best, man.
Yeah, don't, but you didn't belong there.
Bill had to walk away.
Get the hell
out of here.
Did
you see Bill's face?
Oh, like the cat that ate the canary?
I'm embarrassed for you.
Yeah. He was sort of like,
I'm too, a little bit.
Okay. Thank you.
I mean, just say likewise, but that was it.
He looked caught off guard by it. He did. Yeah. He looked almost like, what? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. That's great. Yeah. Wow. Wow, you idiot.
Yeah, when two boxers meet in the ring.
I'm going to eat you for lunch
fight,
today.
They don't sit there and tell each other. Yeah.
He's like, you know what? I am the best. And 3 hours from now, I'm going home with the trophy, and you're not.
Don't you think you guys, with the success.
You know what? I wasn't sure we were going to win this game until right now. Oh, I'm going to go relax.
Don't you think with this is very typical of maybe how a lot of coaches, maybe young ones, not like Andy Reid, but young ones that haven't, maybe they're still kind of, you know, finding their way in the NFL when they play Belichick. It's like, oh my God, I'm coaching against God here, right? And so they lose perspective. They lose their edge.
It's unbelievable.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh yeah.
Wrong song.
Oh.
Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You're the best, man.
Oh, yeah, you're just the best, Bill. And by the way, I can't disguise things and change our identity the way you can with your team.
I love it that all of us here, Jim included, Hardy, Beetle, me, we all had the same reaction to that. Not one of us was
what are you doing?
What's the big deal? We all knew
that
it was over.
It's the Super Bowl. Yeah. It's the biggest game you will ever play in your life. Mm-hmm. And you were out there swinging on Bill Belichick's before the game. Like, what are you doing?
The way that you guys are able to shift your identity and really still be able to figure it out, I mean, week in and week out, it's unbelievable, man. Really, so much respect for you and the way you do it, man. You're what's right about coaching.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, Coach.
All I could think was, thank God Josh McDaniels is still here and is showing some sort of level of interest in sticking around to be the next guy. Because he would never do this. Because he would never, ever do this.
If I'm Sean McVay, I'm horrified by that audio.
Here's the good news.
I am terrified. I would be so, like, I'd be sick to my stomach hearing that that audio was out there.
If you're
for
a player, like, what if you were a player his right now?
Oh,
you're like, Coach, wow. What the hell?
Yeah, seriously, bro.
Coach,
so
what
this
is
was out there on Twitter before Inside the NFL last night.
Was it? I didn't
like
know
a bunch
that.
Of other clips. This is the only one that was pulled down. It says content not available anymore. So I was afraid we weren't going to get this for the show, but somebody had recorded it last night somewhere at the station.
I was going to say, I have it on my DVR at home. Don't worry, that thing's not going anywhere.
But yeah, all the Inside the NFL tweets, all the videos, that one was taken down.
No kidding. That's interesting. I find that to be very interesting. Mm. Yeah.
They've scrubbed it from the internet because it's so embarrassing for Sean McVay.
Rams made a call to NFL Films.
There is another one where Bill was looking for McVay, which is pretty interesting. He goes
after the game?
During the game. Like early in the game, he gets on the headset and goes, Josh, where's McVay? I can't see him. I can't spot him. And then he goes, oh, he's at the plus 40. I got him. Yeah. I thought that, like,
what?
Yes. Yes. Bill wanted to have eyes on McVay the whole game to see what he was doing.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
That is fascinating to
yes.
me.
Well, McVay, before the game, talking to his team, or at halftime, talking to his team, he said he's trying to coach him up about, like, all right, we just got to stay with it. It starts with me. He said it starts with me, like, meaning, like, I took it as, okay, I'm the guy that's going to be in the headset. It starts with me, and then you guys take it from there. We just have to all relax a little bit.
Wow. 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 So, Bill, I mean, I would love to know.
I mean, for McVay, he needed a bag of ice or something after having that talk with Belichick. I mean, my God. The last more than
Josh, where's McVay? I can't find him.
You got something on your chin there, Sean.
It's a plus 40. All right, I got him. Yep.
Bill Belichick is always looking for an edge.
Can somebody ask Bill Belichick what he meant when he said, oh, I got him? Like, Bill, what was going why do you need to have eyes on McVay at all times?
Wanted eyes on the opponent. Want to know exactly what Where's he was at? Doing. Where's he at? I want to see him. I want to know what he's doing over there. Because I just had a moment with him that I found rather unbelievable about a half hour ago. And I want to see if he's still here. Or if he quit and went home already.
God.
Hey, Josh, did McVay leave the stadium already and go home? Because I'm pretty sure he peaked at about 6 p.m. Eastern time.
Oh, I want to keep an eye on that child. I might have to put him in a timeout here in the first half. Go think about what he's done.
Here's the good news about a guy like Greg Schiano. He'd never do that.
No. Bank on that.
It's a plus 40. All right, I got him.
Oh, Coach, you're just so amazing, Bill. You're just so great. The way you coach, you do it the right way, Coach.
It goes to show you, the kid's still green. Yeah, he's the next great thing.
Is.
He's still very green.
How do the Bengals feel now hiring their quarterback coach today?
Zach Taylor, is that his last name?
Zach Taylor.
Yeah, he said in his press conference, I'm not going to be Sean McVay.
Good. Well, after that game on Sunday, you don't want to be associated with being an offensive genius anymore, right? Zach Taylor, who a year ago was the assistant receivers coach for the Rams. Same title that Liam Cohen has right now, by the way.
Wow.
He a year ago
been elevated fast.
A year ago he was the assistant receivers coach for the Rams. He then became quarterbacks coach this year, and now he is head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals.
I would love how many guys turn that job down. Wouldn't you just love to know how many people they actually interviewed and said, nah, I'm good. I know I'm good. Yeah, no, Mike, I'm good. No, thanks. I mean, who wants that job?
Here's the resume for him. Miami Dolphins quarterbacks coach, 13, 14, 15. In 15, he became offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach. Then he was the, as I said, assistant wide receivers coach before becoming quarterbacks coach. Now he's a head coach. And prior to that, he in 2016, he spent a year at the University of Cincinnati, the Bearcats, as their offensive coordinator. So that's the highest position he has ever held, offensive coordinator at Cincinnati. Not the NFL team, the college team in Cincinnati, and now he's the head coach of the Bengals. I could totally see that guy going up to Bill Belichick and doing the same thing. Oh, coach, you're everything that's right about this profession. You are the best. I love you. I worship you. I want to be your friend.
So I wonder, he replaced Matt LaFleur, right, as quarterback's coach, who is the head coach in Green Bay. I wonder how they're feeling today.
Yeah.
That's correct.
I want to text with you. Can we text? Is that cool?
I think maybe after this Super Bowl craziness is over, we get an apartment together. What do you say? I'll do everything. I'll shop, clean up, whatever you want to do.
You're the best, man.
You're the best. You're the best, man. It's so freaking bad.
Act like you belong on the same field with him. He got beat by his old defensive coordinator earlier in the season, who apparently can't coach his way out of a paper bag. Matt Patricia beat this guy earlier in the year. The Lions beat this team on a guy who doesn't, it's looking like he doesn't deserve to be a head coach. That's what season one will tell you. And you're in awe of him still? Get over yourself. Now, you should be, and you're being honest with yourself, but don't be honest with him.
It's all about
deception.
You're so great, man. So great.
You know, one of Bill's favorite books is Art of War. He's got things from Art of War kind of around the facility, different things from that book. In the book, it talks about, like, you know, the battle can be won before the war or something
like
that. If I'm Bill, I'm sitting there, I got Art of War playing in my head. It's over. We got this.
Well,
after all the puckering up before the game,
McVay maybe read the book too, which tells you when you assess your opponent, if you see that you're overmatched, retreat. Get the hell out of there. That's what he did. Coach, I just been watching warm-ups, and I've been looking at film for the last couple of weeks.
You're so awesome.
There's
the best, man.
No way I and we can beat you. I'm going to go back over there. And I'll see you in like 3 hours, and maybe we'll put up three. We'll match what the Jets did against you in week 17. I hope.
Bill, do you remember like 2 weeks ago when you beat the Chiefs? That was so awesome.
Remember when the Chargers came to Gillette and the game was over in the first half? That was so cool. Because that's a playoff game too. I mean, I know this is playoff, but that was awesome.
Coach, is it true that you have 5 Super Bowl rings? That's just so, it's so unbelievable. It's so
you're the best, man.
You're just the best.
You know when you keep saying do your job? Do you? Is that what you do? Do you really take no days off?
I take so many days off. I've taken so many this year. I took days off this week. But you don't, right?
I'll see you when they give you the trophy. Right. I'll watch from the locker room.
There had to have been some part of Bill was like, is this guy playing mind games with me right now? What the hell is going on right now? What are we doing here?
Josh, where's McVay? I can't find him.
Where's McVay?
We got to get to the bottom of that.
Did he leave?
Bill, where's he at?
Bill, turn around. He's on his knees sniffing your butt.
The plus 40. All right, I got him.
There he is. He's right back here. He's.
Oh, man.
He's saying hello like a Cocker Spaniel. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.